Graham Pascoe is back in the studio to present 2 hours of music, for almost 2 hours of music, for your enjoyment. You'll hear artists such as Mary Martin, Ella Fitzgerald, the Mills Brothers and Johnny Rivers. A little bit later on, a couple of Butte duets, one from Tony Bennett and George Michael, and the other from Bobby Gentry and Glen Campbell. I'm going to begin with two songs which were written for stage musicals.
I used to fall in love with all those boys who call on young cutie. But now I find I'm more inclined to keep my mind on my duty. For since I've come to care for such a sweet millionaire, while tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine Finnan Haddie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, dad, 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 daddy, yeah. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, and my daddy, he treats it so well. Though other dames at football games may make a play for the Grady, I never dream of making the team, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Dilly ooby 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 daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Dilly ooby 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 daddy. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart to Daddy, and my daddy, he treats it so well.
Just the way it is, and I don't really care. I go to this or that place, I seem alive and well. My head is just a hat place, my breath. can use a chart. I'm on the ocean, guided by just a
two Butte songs from Butte singers. Mary Martin sang My Heart Belongs to Daddy. She introduced that song in Broadway in 1938 in a show called Leave It to Me, words and music by Cole Porter. On a ship Without a Sail, that was sung by Ella Fitzgerald, recording made in 1956 with Buddy Bregman's orchestra. The song originated in 1929 in a Broadway show called Heads Up, music by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Lorenz Hart. The next two songs you'll hear, in fact, the next two recordings you'll hear, were hits from the 1950s.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
Have I told you lately that I miss you? When the stars are shining in the sky, have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
This heart would break in two if you refuse me. Well, darling, I'm telling you.
when I'm sleeping. Every dream I dream is you somehow. Have I told you who I'd like to share my love forever? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow.
Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling.
Crosby, the Andrews Sisters, and Vic Jones Orchestra made that recording in 1949. Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? That record was on our hit parades the following year, that is, 1950. It was written by Scotty Wiseman. Yeah, a touch of country there, wasn't it? And here's a hit from 1953.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the bed below above and lead us on to love. Wire glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical boevo, illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Turn the key on. You are equipped with tail light neon. You've got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Go, little glow and go.
The Glowworm, written by Paul Link and Johnny Mercer, a hit for the Mills Brothers in 1953. In November 1943, the Canadian singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell was born. And she wrote this song, which you'll hear sung by Cleo Lane.
But now they only block the sun. clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still
I said, Cleo Lane sang From Both Sides Now, written by Joni Mitchell.
A month of nights, a year of days, October's drifting into May's. I set my sail when the tide comes in. I just cast my feet to the wind. I shoot my course along the breeze and sail upwind on memories. The empty sky is my best friend. I just cast my feet to the wind. And that there was a
time for men like me. Drink the dark and laugh at day, and let their wildest dreams fall away. With half a heart, I wonder how it might have been had I not cast my fate to the wind.
Cast Your Fate to the Wind, sung by Johnny Rivers, a song that dates from about 1965.
I'm not the guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy cared about fortunes and such, never cared much.
Oh, look at you now.
I never knew the technique of kissing. I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much.
Oh, look at you now. You're a new man.
A brand new start. I'm so proud I'm busting my vest.
So you're the guy who turned out a lover.
Yes, I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things.
But look at you now.
He's not the guy who cared about love, and he's not the guy who cared about fortunes and such, cared about much, but look at him now.
I'm a lover.
He never knew the technique of kissing. He never knew the thrill he could get from her touch. Never knew much, but look at him now.
Man, I really come on.
He's a new man, better than
Casanova and his best rider.
With a new start, a brand new heart.
He's so proud he's busting his vest. So he's the guy who turned out a lover. So he's the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things.
But look at me now.
He's a new man, better than Casanova. At his best. He's got some new job and it's really fine.
Why, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest.
He's a lover. Yes, we know he's a lover. Yes.
I laughed at those blue diamond rings, just one of those things.
But look at him now.
Jack, I'm ready.
Look at him now.
Oh, Look at Me Now, sung by Frank Sinatra and Connie Hayes with the orchestra of Tommy Dorsey. Music by Joe Bushkin, lyrics by John DeVries. I'm now going to play for you what I think is one of the most moving of George Gershwin's compositions.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret.
Someone to Watch Over Me, introduced in 1926 in a New York show called OK, introduced by Gertrude Lawrence, the star of the show, and in that production, Gertrude Lawrence sang Someone to Watch Over Me to a rag doll. The recording that you just heard was by the New Zealand soprano Kiri Takanawa. If you listen to my program from time to time, you might know that sometimes I dig deeply into the music box and play a song that was written more than 100 years ago, not necessarily recorded that far back, but here are a couple of 1890s songs.
Once a young maiden climbed an old man's knee, begged for a story, do uncle please. Why are you single? Why live alone? Have you no babies? Have you no home? I had a sweetheart years, years ago. Where is she now, pet? You will soon know. List to my
my story, I'll tell it all. I believed her faithless after the ball.
After the ball is over, after the break of morn,
after the dancers leaving, after the stars are gone,
after the many a heart is aching, if you could read them all,
many the hopes that have vanished
after the war.
Long years have passed, child, I have never wed. True to my lost love, though she's dead. She tried to tell me, tried to explain. I would not listen, pleadings were vain. One day a letter came from that man. He was her brother, the letter ran. That's why I'm lonely, no home at all. I broke her heart, pet, after the ball.
After the ball.
Stars are gone,
many a heart is aching, if you could read them all,
many the hopes that have vanished
after the ball.
Oh, that was a bit sad, wasn't it? After the Ball, written in 1891 by Charles Harris for a New York production called A Trip to Chinatown. That recording was made by the British singer Gerald Adams in 1930. Yes, originated in 1891. This one originated 1 year later, 1892.
Its coat is oh so warm. It comes each day with me to school and sits upon the form. When teacher says, "Why do you bring that little pet of yours?" I tell her that I bring my cat along with me because
Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow, wow,
wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, wow. I've got a little cat, and I'm very fond of that, but I'd rather have a bow, wow, wow.
We used to have two tiny dogs, such pretty little dears. But Daddy sold them, 'cause they used to bite each other's ears. I cried all day. At 8 at night, Papa sent me to bed. When Ma came home, I wiped my eyes. I cried again and said,
Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow, wow.
Bow, wow.
Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, wow, wow. I've got a little cat, and I'm very fond of that, but I'd rather have a bow, wow, wow.
I'll be so glad when I get old to do just as I please. I'll have a dozen bow-wows then, a parrot and some bees.
Whene'er I see a tiny pet, I'll kiss the little thing.
T'will remind
remind me of the time gone by when I would cry and sing. He calls my daddy wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, bow, wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, bow, wow. I've got a little cat, I am very fond of that, but I'd rather have a bow, wow, 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 wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, bow, wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow, wow, bow, wow. I've got a little cat, I am very fond of that, but I'd rather have a bow, wow, wow, wow.
Whoa, Daddy Wouldn't Buy Me a Bow Wow, written by the British songwriter Joseph Tabra in 1892, recorded by the Maestros in 1931. After those bits of musical history, let's get into the 20th century, in fact, well into the 20th century, with a couple of songs written by Marilyn and Alan Bergman.
Music playing. How do you make it last? How do you keep a song from fading too fast? Never lose your way. How do you not run out of new things to say? And since we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear a name.
I know the way you feel for her, it's now or never.
The more I love, the more that I'm afraid. But in her eyes I may not see forever,
forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
How do you keep the music
the way I feel for her? It's now or never.
How do you make it last?
The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in her eyes I may not see forever, forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows,
with any luck, then I suppose the music
and Alan Bergman collaborated with Michel Legrand to write the last two songs that you heard. The first, both were written for motion pictures. The first, The Windmills of Your Mind, that was the title song of a 1968 film. The song won the Oscar for the best film song of that year. It was played by the Romantic Strings Orchestra. And in 1982, Harry, Keep the Music Playing, also, for a motion picture, that was sung by Tony Bennett and George Michael. How do you keep the music playing?
I followed you to Texas. I followed you to Utah. We didn't find it there, so we moved on. I went with you to Alabama. Things look good in Birmingham. We didn't find it there, so we moved on.
had my child in Memphis. Then I heard of work in Nashville. We didn't find it there, so we moved on to a small farm in Nebraska, to a gold mine in Alaska. We didn't find it there, so we moved on. And now we've left Alaska because there was no gold mine.
But this time, only two of us move on.
And now all we have is each other.
And a little memory to cling to.
And still you won't let me go on alone. I know you're tired of following my elusive dreams and schemes. Oh, they're only fleeting things. My
darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night. The sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echo. Silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls. Sounds of silence.
You just heard Simon and Garfunkel's hit record from 1966, The Sound of Silence. It was written by Art Garfunkel. And in 1967, Curly Putman, a singer-songwriter, he had a hit with My Elusive Dreams. He wrote the song with Billy Sherrill in 1969. I played a recording of My Elusive Dreams by Glen Campbell and Bobby Gentry, another one of the hit duets that I'm featuring in my program today.